NFL divisional playoff weekend, fun weekend on the calendar for sports fans. And certainly I said my two themes to start the show, legacy, when talking about Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson and looking ahead to the matchup against the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes. And the second theme, nightmare, as in nightmare scenario for John Mara and Giants fans, because the NFC Championship is Saquon Barkley and the Eagles versus Jaden Daniels and the Commanders. It's an NFC East affair. And to talk about today's game and to break down next week's matchup, I thought good time to call Ralph Vacchiano. He covers, obviously we know him in these parts, long time covering of the Giants, but also now covers the NFC East for FoxSports.com. Hey, Ralph, how are you?
I'm great, Lori. How are you?
Doing well. So you were there. Let's start off with the picturesque game in the snow today in Philadelphia. And how much do you think the snow was a factor when you look at these two teams, the way they are set up and the kind of game plans they would want to play?
You know, I think it had some impact. I think it probably impacted the Rams a little more in that, they would have wanted to be a little bit more of a passing team. They'd probably be a little bit more effective of a passing team. And they couldn't quite be that way when, it's hard to throw in some of those conditions, especially in the second half. The Eagles, it definitely disrupted their passing game, but they, live and die on the run, on the ground. And, their smart play was always going to be to lean on Saquon Barkley and lean on Jalen Hurts with his legs, not trying to throw the ball. It would have made things a little easier if they could open up that passing attack. But, the ground was always going to be their strength, and, the weather was only going to help that.
Yeah, I thought so, too. I thought that it would have been interesting to see, how is this game played in nice weather, or if it was played inside, or, different locations, all that sort of stuff. It felt like that could have been, even if it was as simple as this game was played in L.A., how is it played? But it wasn't, and it was January in the snow, and the Eagles are well set up for that. Matthew Stafford ended up 324 yards, two touchdowns, but ultimately, I guess it was interesting to see how at the end of the game, the Rams were able to, they almost came back and won, and they were able to really move the football, and suddenly the passing game opened up, and Puka Nacua was able to make plays. It felt like they found something at the end, and did you wonder, where was this all game?
I did. And, you sometimes see that at the end of a game because, the Eagles were sitting on a 2-score lead. They're playing back. They give up a lot of, softer stuff underneath. The coverage just isn't as tight. So you often see that. But the weather at that point was not good. So I think that would sort of take away from it. It was interesting that they were able to click a little bit at that point and move the ball as well as they did. And, the way they were going, if Jalen Carter doesn't end up with that third down sack late in the game, the Rams might have ended up winning that game. They were passing so well. So, probably not surprising that they found their passing game. Matthew Stafford is good. They have good receivers. Just surprising to me that in those conditions that was the case, because it really was not set up for that kind of success.
As good a team as the Eagles are, and obviously it's a super talented roster and outstanding offensive line and great position coaches, all of that. But I also look at, oftentimes in these games, turnovers make the difference. And the Rams turned the ball over, but Rams fumbled three times and lost two of them. The Eagles did fumble twice and didn't lose either. So is there a little bit of I know we're going to talk about in the story of the game, Kyren Williams, and we're going to look at turnovers and say that's the difference. But is there also the luck could have been different and we could have been talking about a very different story?
Well, there's no doubt about it. I mean, turnovers are usually going to tell the story of a lot of these games, especially when they're close. The Eagles aren't a terribly turnover prone team, but when they're in these kind of close games, it's an issue that you have to watch. And right now, you know, they're playing an offensive style where they are so, they're one dimensional over the last few weeks because Jalen Hurts hasn't played well. And if you're doing that and everything is on Saquon Barkley and hopefully that he breaks some of these big runs, then yeah, you can't overcome mistakes. And, you know, thankfully for them, they didn't make any, they didn't turn over the ball, but you know, that could have made the difference. And if they had given the Rams, you know, for example, they, you know, they had the safety and the Rams had the momentum at that point. If the Rams hadn't turned the ball over and gone down and scored, the Eagles were not necessarily built the way they were playing for quick strike offense. You know, they can always get that, sure, they get a 72-yard run by Saquon Barkley, but those aren't usually the kind of quick strike plays you're talking about. You usually need a pass game to click to be able to move the ball down the field fast. And right now, they can't do it. So if they start turning the ball over, unless Jalen Hurts really picks up his play, they're not going to be able to overcome a lot of mistakes.
Yeah, I didn't see A.J. Brown reading a book on the sidelines, but two catches for 14 yards. He was targeted seven times. It was difficult, obviously, with these conditions. But Jalen Hurts, you know, you feel bad. He's coming off of the concussion. He's had certain injuries. You know, passes for 128 yards in this game and then took some hits, and in particular the knee. And after the game, he's never going to talk about it, I guess, but did you have a sense whether it was watching him afterwards? Did he look like he was limping after the game, or any sense of how much this might impact him next week against the Commanders?
Nothing I saw after the game. On the field, I thought he was limping a little bit. He looked like he was in some kind of pain. You know, nothing unusual after the game. Obviously, no crutches or boot or braces or anything like that. But on the field, he did not look right after that injury. And, you know, certainly worse after he hurt his knee, it looked like. It is certainly worse at that point. But even earlier, you know, the last couple of games since he came back from that concussion, you know, remember, he also had an injured finger on his non-throwing hand. He's been banged up all year long. Something's been off about him the last couple of weeks. And, you know, it wasn't, I mean, I guess I wasn't on the field, so I can't tell you it definitely wasn't the weather, but some of those plays weren't necessarily weather-related. There were, you know, there was a couple of plays where A.J. Brown cut one direction and Jalen Hurts sort of threw the other. Unless the wind took it 15 yards, that was just, they're not on the same page, or they had a little misread, or, you know, he threw it a little too, I think there's one play where he sailed it over his head going to the sidelines. I guess that could have been the wind taking it, but it also might have been him thinking that A.J. Brown was going to be further along in his route than he actually was. You know, that could be rust. It could be the after effects of, you know, being out for a couple of weeks, and maybe, you know, the concussion took a little something out of him. It's hard to tell, but it's, you know, that passing game is just not clicking, and it wasn't clicking in better weather. It certainly wasn't clicking in the early part of the game when the weather hadn't turned yet, and it just got worse from there. And it's something to watch because, you know, he has got a lot of really good weapons, but if you're going to, you know, connect with A.J. Brown, two catches for 14 yards, when you throw to him seven times, you know, clearly at that point something's wrong.
Talking to Ralph Facchiano about the Eagles game, Eagles-Rams, and yeah, you're right. One team, Jalen Hurts, 128 yards, and Matthew Stafford, same conditions, 324 yards now. Yeah. Obviously, they don't have the same running game, but Kyren Williams, minus the fumble, ran for 106 yards. So it's not like, you know, they were able to run the ball as well. Saquon Barkley, you know, the story of the game, 26 carries, 205 yards, the two touchdowns, the 70-plus yard runs. And I know that, you know, I said before, this is the John Mara nightmare scenario NFC championship game, where on one hand you have Saquon and these record-setting performances running for over 200 yards, and then on the other hand you've got the Washington Commanders and Jaden Daniels showing a model that, look, if you get a little lucky and you handle a rebuild correctly, you can turn around a football team and rebuild it, and you don't just have to be terrible season after season. So here they are now, the doormat of the division, watching these two teams. And, you know, in terms of Saquon, the debate, of course, with Giants fans is, well, the Giants should have kept him. And look, I get it and understand. But last year, Saquon had a 3.9 yards per carry average with the Giants behind the Giants offensive line for a lousy Giants team. And sure, he's a really good player and would have been, you know, would the Giants have been better with him? Yes, of course they would be better with him, but it's better that the Giants would have won two more games and Saquon might have had a 4.1 yards per carry average behind a bad Giants team. You know, it's actually, I mean, it's nice to see him behind an outstanding offensive line and to see the potential unlocked of what he could be, but the Giants were never going to build that offensive line and that team in his prime, and so now we get to see what he can be. But it's just fascinating. But from your knowledge, you covered the Giants for so long, you know John Mara, you saw Hard Knocks, you see all of this. Just, you know, he said he wasn't going to sleep well if Saquon went to the Eagles. Just how bad is this in terms of John Mara and the reaction and where his mindset is watching what's happening right now with Saquon?
You know, I think John Mara is probably conflicted. You know, he knows how bad it looks. I think he genuinely likes Saquon. He likes his team to have good players and stars. So, of course, you know, in an ideal world, he keeps his best player and a good guy in the locker room. But I think he also understands the reason why they let him go, because they had other needs to use his cap space on, and Saquon Barkley on the Giants was not going to rush for 2,000 yards. And what he's able to do, like you said, would they be better? Yeah, absolutely. He had two 1,300-yard seasons with the Giants. Only one of them was a winning season, and they still got steamrolled in the playoffs in the second round of 2022. So, you know, it's not having a running back like him is certainly of value, but you have to have the team around him to make it work. And the Giants don't, the Eagles do. And, you know, if he was doing this for the Houston Texans, I'm not so sure it would have been such a nightmare for the Giants, but having to see it so closely, yeah, I'm sure that makes John Mara have a lot of sleepless nights. But, you know, we could do 2 hours on what's wrong with the Giants. I don't know that they're going to have a good resolution to this in the next couple of years. But, you know, were they to suddenly turn it around, he will probably be able to see, hey, we did okay with this. We used his money in the right spot where maybe we're better off because we went in this direction. The problem is that right now they're such a mess that it may be quite some time before they're able to see any of the benefits of the decisions that were made.
Yeah, a great running back, especially one that you're going to have to sign to a second contract, a great running back on a horrific football team that was a 2-win team that, what, was Saquon Barkley is a 4-win team? A great running back in his prime on a horrific football team reminds me of a great closer on an awful baseball team. It's a luxury item that you do not need, and that your best, you hate to say it, but your best decision is to trade them away, get as much value as you possibly can to try and rebuild until you can be decent and have the other foundational pieces in play, where then that becomes incredibly valuable. And right now, that's not the Giants.
Absolutely. And it's the complicated part of the debate over what's the value of a running back and are they being devalued in the NFL. They're not really being devalued. They have value, but they're only of value to teams that are ready to win. It's why if I were the Giants, I would say, let Saquon Barkley go and try your hand with a rookie and build the rest of your team. On the other hand, I look at the Dallas Cowboys and I still can't believe they didn't sign Derrick Henry when he wanted to play there, because that might have put them over the top. And they had the team around him. So it really depends on who you are and where you are in your development as a franchise.
Talking to Ralph Vacchiano. And so let's turn. I know you covered the NFC East. So there's Saquon and what you saw in Philadelphia today. Looking ahead now to this matchup, and you've pointed out Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts does not look like the same player that we've seen at points in his career. Something looks off with the Eagles' pass offense. Now, the rest of the Eagles' team, the skill position players, the offensive line, the defense, all of that. Eagles, to me, have a better team than the Washington Commanders. But right now at the quarterback position, I'm taking Jaden Daniels over Jalen Hurts. So it's the most important position for next week as you look ahead to that game. Who are you taking?
Boy, that's a really good question. I would probably right now say I would take the Eagles on the thought that at some point Jalen Hurts has to play better. And he's got a lot of weapons around him, and I'd be surprised if I see a third, fourth straight bad game from him. So I do think eventually it'll come around. I worry, if I'm the Commanders, about the fact that they had one of the worst rushing defenses in the league. Mm-hmm. Saquon Barkley in the two games against them ran for, I think, 150 yards in one game, 146 in the other, and now he's suddenly really hot too. So that could be, he could have a 200-yard, two-touchdown game pretty easily against the Commanders. So a lot of things would point me towards the Eagles, but man, Jaden Daniels is playing so good. And it's one of those teams right now that it just looks like, this was not supposed to be their year. This was their, let's show what we have and take a step in the right direction. And they're the definition of playing with house money. There's, you can say all you want that, well, you have to take advantage of these opportunities when you get them, but they are still in the early stages of their rebuilding. And they have to know that. And Jaden Daniels, he's a rookie and has to know he's probably going to have more chances than this, or at least feel that way. So they are totally right now playing with no worry, no fear. And on top of that, playing really, really well. I know the Lions defense is banged up, but that is still a really good Lions team that they ended up, scoring 42 points or whatever it was against. And, Daniels was terrific. Everything's working right for them right now, and I could not possibly rule them out in this game. Even though no rookie quarterback's ever taken his team to a Super Bowl, I'm not so sure a rookie quarterback has ever played at this stage of the season the way Jaden Daniels is playing right now.
Yeah, C.J. Stroud was obviously awfully good last year and, took a mini step back this year. But what we're seeing out of Jaden Daniels, especially the accuracy, is insane, and you throw that in with the elite athleticism and the decision making, all of that. It's really impressive to watch. It'll be a fun matchup next week. Ralph Vacchiano from Fox Sports, foxsports.com. You can follow him on X, on Twitter. Ralph, always appreciate the time. Catch up with you soon.
My pleasure, Laurie. Anytime.